Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast, Exploring the Radio Industry and the Music Life, episode 12. Welcome back, guys. Today, I am joined on the line with Leanne Hannafin, who's a radio DJ on Spin 103.8 and also does the Sunday brunch on Spin Southwest. And she's here to chat to me now all about radio and the music life. How are you, Leanne?
I'm great, Cian. Thanks so much for having me.
It's brilliant to have you on. It really is. It's great to have you on.
How no problem. Keeping? Of course.
How are you keeping through lockdown and stuff?
Do you know what? It's actually been fine. It's been nice in a way because I suppose I've been based up in Dublin for the last 4 years, we'll say. I'm originally from Kerry and wouldn't have gone home to Kerry for months at a time. So it's been nice. I suppose the start of lockdown one, I was at home for maybe 6 months straight, which was completely new to me. It's like I had forgotten how to live in my own house kind of thing. But obviously, it was so nice to be back with like my mom, my brother, all my family as well again. So yeah, look, I suppose these kind of things, you just have to take the positives out of it. So
absolutely,
I like to think that I have done so.
Yeah, no, that's great, like, because that's class, because radio is a great job and stuff like that. And just like going on to radio then, first of all, Leanne, like, how did you get into the radio industry? Like, how did you get into it and stuff like that?
So I always had an interest, or more so fascination, I think, with the radio, you know, whether it be from it just playing at home or being in control of the radio in the car, which is very much still my role at the moment. I always want to be in charge of whatever station is playing. So it's always been something that I've been interested in, but more so saw it as a hobby. My entire life, I was going to be a primary school teacher, would you believe? I was out the door like 12 years straight. I was like, yeah, I'm going to be a teacher. I'm going to be Miss Hannafin. And I suppose at the maybe when I was in maybe third year in secondary school, third, fourth year, I started getting more and more interested in the world of media, more so kind of photography and videography.
Yes.
But I remember there was one morning that the local station down in Kerry were actually inviting a couple of listeners, a handful of listeners, onto the breakfast show just to kind of see it behind the scenes. So, of course, I applied for it, went in, sat there for the 2 hours, and I was like, oh my God, this is what I want to do. Just because the guy who was presenting the show was having so much fun. Also, the music was very much down my street as well. I'm really, really big into music and a couple of different genres. So I was like, oh my goodness, like if I can marry the two. Also, I have a love for talking, if you haven't guessed already. So if you can kind of marry the two, you know, a love of talk and a love of music. I was like, yeah, like this definitely could be for me. So changed the mind, found my course that I did in college, which was communications in DCU up in Dublin. And did the course for 3 years, and that's how I kind of got it started.
Unbelievable, yeah. Because I do be tuning in, kind of, because I'm down here in Wexford, so I don't really actually have Spin, but I do be tuning in online, and you're great. Like, it's just class. I'd say it's a class buzz working with Spin and being part of the team and stuff. I'd say it's great, like, great bunch of people and stuff.
Yeah, it really is. I feel so lucky. There's not a day that goes by that I don't go into my own show, or anytime I'm in either one of the buildings in Dublin or in Limerick, that I'm not like hugely grateful for where I am. And I'm so lucky, I suppose, that I'd still consider myself quite new inside there, but every single person that I have met in my year and a half, we'll say, almost 2 years, has just been the most friendly, the most warm and welcoming person ever. So it really is a great industry to be a part of, and I'm very lucky to be a part of it.
Absolutely unreal, Leanne. And like, what kind of hours do you do then? Like, do you do like each week on Spin and stuff like that? Or kind of what days do you kind of do?
It's a mixed bag. It depends very much on the week. And I think that's the nature of radio a lot as well. Yes. So I obviously have my show on Sundays, which is 11 to 3. So that kind of takes my main Sunday off. But then I could be up here in Dublin, or I could be back down in Limerick doing cover work or different things for either one of the stations. So it very much is dependent on the week, I'd say.
That's class. Yeah, that's brilliant. And like, when you were like starting out doing radio, like, Leanne, were you like sending out demos and stuff like that? Or
I suppose how I got started on the radio itself was through college. So there's a station in DC called DCFM. So for the 3 years I was involved, had a bunch of shows across my time as a student. And from there, you know, I was building up demos and taking little bits and little clips that I was doing off that, putting them together in little 2-3 minute demos and entering them into the Student Media Awards within DCU. There's also the SMEDIAs, which are the national awards. So it was kind of trying to get myself and my voice, I suppose, anywhere I could.
Absolutely. So
then when it came to the time that I was looking at graduating, I knew of a station called Freak FM. I'm not sure if you heard of it.
I actually think I've heard of that one before, yeah.
Yeah, so it's basically a training station inside in Communicore, which are the company that also run the likes of Spin 103.8, Spin South West, Today FM, some of those stations. So it kind of worked out nicely that when I was finishing up in college, they were looking for radio presenters. So I had the demo that I had done from DCFM and I sent it into them and they were like, yeah, sure. Like, we'll bring you on for a trial. And started then about a month later and loved it. So that was my foot in the door then, I suppose.
That's class, because I'd say you have a really good choice of music. What's your favorite genre in music?
And
what's your favorite song right now?
Oh, this is the hardest question. I think you could ask me anything except this question now. I have such a random interest in like loads of different genres. So obviously pop, because I work with it every single week on Spin. But I'm also like really into like club music and stuff. I know Keane, you'd be the exact same now.
Yeah, definitely.
DJing, so.
Definitely. Yeah, 100%.
We'll go back like to like 80s music, like I have a huge interest in as well. So if I had to pick one, I'm probably going to have to say the pop music, the current pop music at the moment, just because it's what I work closely to. Favorite song at the moment?
It's a tough one, isn't it?
Oh, my really goodness. Is. How long have you got for me to think?
Absolutely not, because there's so many tunes out right now and like the clubs aren't open. You imagine when the clubs are back open, like the amount of tunes that are going to be out and we're going to be rocking it, really. It's going to be class.
Yeah. And you even think of the songs that you haven't heard in the clubs yet. The likes of Joel Corry now, like his music has very much been just like the soundtrack of lockdown. We've never heard any of his tunes in the clubs. So when it opens back up, Keane, and you're on the decks, we'll be flying it.
It's going to be rocking. I can't wait for it now. It's going to be deadly. And like, what's the plan forward for you then, Leanne, the next couple of months when soon it gets back to kind of normality and stuff like that? What's the kind of plan for you in the next couple of months?
Yeah, I think I'm still fairly new on my own show. I only got it back late December, early January I started. Yeah. So to keep going with that, obviously, you know, I'm quite comfortable with the format that I do with Spin, but I'm always, always looking for new things to try out, you know, experimenting on the airwaves with things that, you know, ideas, because my mind is full of ideas. I just need to implement them really.
So definitely.
Just really to just keep myself busy, keep pushing myself outside my comfort zone. I think that that's something that's really important. And also just to keep upskilling myself as well. I think with the radio industry, you are such a valuable asset to a station if you know how to do a load of things. So somebody might be a radio presenter, but you also need to know how to edit audio and edit video and do social media and stuff like that. So just to keep upskilling myself, I think is a big aim for me this year.
Now that's class. No, because you're deadly on the radio, I have to say, like, and your positive vibes, it's class, really. It really is. Like everyone, like through lockdown and stuff, everyone's kind of having a hard time and you're keeping the positive vibes going, and I think that really means a lot with people outside as well, like. And it's brilliant. It really is.
Yeah, I think that's the beauty of radio as well, isn't it? Is that, you know, somebody might be tuned in, and because we're not meeting people and meeting our friends as often as we would have, the only person and the only voice you might hear in a day is somebody on the radio. Like,
definitely,
so
exactly
like you say, Keane, you just have to have those positive vibes about you.
Absolutely,
and keep your spirits up, 100%.
Keep smiling, that's the way I look at it, 100%. Yeah. Definitely. And like, what advice then, Leanne, would you give for anyone listening now here, like kind of today, like what would you give for anyone getting into the radio industry and stuff like that?
I always wish, or not wish, but I always wonder, I suppose, where I would be now had I started a bit earlier. So I started kind of off in media land, we'll say, when I was in maybe fifth or sixth year in school. And then obviously had to put a stop to the stuff that I was doing because I had to move away. I was moving, you know, essentially 4 hours away from my home. So I'm always like, God, if I picked that up a year or two earlier, do you know, would we have been as successful, even more successful, we'll say. So just to start early, I think with radio as well, a lot of people, they really want to jump straight onto a station, which of course is the dream. But
yeah, definitely. Yeah.
It goes back to the upskilling again. Just know how to do as much as you can. Even, 100%. You know, watch load of YouTube videos on how to edit bits of audio and even how to navigate around the softwares like Adobe Audition and the likes of that.
Absolutely.
Just because when it does come to your time to, you know, get into the station, you want to be the person that's in there being like, I can do this, I can do this, I can do this. And they're like, this is exactly what we're looking for. So definitely, yeah, I'd say that as well. And just to keep plowing away with it. Radio isn't all about being on the air as well. Do you know, even something like you're doing now, Keane, you've set up a podcast.
And definitely, it's class, yeah.
Just as much experience, as being on the airwaves. So always try and be looking for new things to do and new ideas as well. And just get creative with it too.
Definitely. No, that's great advice for anyone out there looking for to get into radio. It's been a pleasure to have you on, Leanne. It really is. Really enjoying chatting to you today. It's absolutely class. For anyone out there, lads, check out Leanne on Instagram and stuff like that. Check out the Sunday Brunch also on Spin Southwest. And it's been a pleasure. It really has.
Pleasure is all mine, Keane. Thank you so much for having me.
So before I go, Leanne, I just want to ask you one short question. What's your favourite festival in Ireland?
This may come as a surprise, but I've only been to one festival in my entire life, and it was to work at it. The only one I've been to is C Sessions, and I loved it.
Class.
So because I haven't been to the likes of Longitude or Electric Picnic, I can't say them. So just because it's the only one I've been to, I'm going to have to say
C-Sessions. Yeah, part of that's actually unreal, really. I'd say it's class.
Yeah, especially because it's coastal as well. So you've got the beach next door to you and stuff like that.
Oh, my
God. Yeah, it was good now when I went, definitely. And good acts as well. So can't complain too much about it.
Definitely. That's class. Well, Leanne, thanks so much. And I'll see you soon. 100%.
Brilliant. Thanks, Keane.
Thanks, Leanne.
Thanks, Emil.